stopped off at the Quick Sack for some beer and cigarettes. The old man took my money as he stared at my Corvette. He said I had one just like her son in 1963. Till a man down at the bank took her from me. Oh, she was hotter than a $2 pistol. She was the fastest thing around. Long and lean, every young man's dream. She turned every head in town. She was built and fun to handle, son. I'm glad that you dropped in. She reminds me of the one I loved back then. I handed him my keys and said, here, take her for a spin. The old man scratched his head and then he looked at me and grinned. He said, son, you just don't understand. It ain't the car I want. It's the brunette in your vet that turns me on. I had one that was hotter than a $2 pistol. She was the fastest thing around. Long and lean, every young man's dream. She turned every head in town. She was built and fun to handle, son. I'm glad that you dropped in. She reminds me of the one I loved back then. Lord, she was hotter than a $2 pistol. She was the fastest thing around. Long and lean, every young man's dream. She turned every head in town. Was built and fun to handle, son. I'm glad that you dropped in. She reminds me of the one I loved back then. She reminds me of the one I loved back then.
The old possum getting us started off here, this time with one of his fine releases from long about 1985. And hello everyone, welcome into the Listener's Choice Magazine edition number 36. And you may be wondering, I'm sure some of you are, why you are getting this magazine in an envelope. We do this, as most of you who've been with us for long know, long about each holiday season for the Christmas show. But this obviously is a little early, and some of you are probably wondering why. Well, that is because we have a major announcement to make here on the LC, and we won't keep you in suspense any longer. We'll start the magazine out with that announcement, and then we'll move on. As most of you know, because I mentioned it on, I believe, the last magazine, edition 35, we've been having some concerns for some time now about cassette equipment, good quality cassette equipment, or the lack thereof, and as it's really not being produced that much anymore, and even more importantly, keeping that equipment repaired. We have some pretty good equipment, but keeping it repaired, getting parts for it, keeping it repaired is getting to be more and more of a pain. And with that, among other commitments that we have recently gotten into, after long and careful consideration, we have decided to make this edition 36 the final edition of the Listener's Choice magazine. We've been doing this and thoroughly enjoying putting it together for several years now, and when we started this some years ago for the Track Club, I think we sent it out the first edition to about 12 people, and we had absolutely no idea that people were going to take to it like they did and subscribe to it, and that it was going to be as entertaining for them as it obviously has been for many of you. Wasn't long until we felt the need to expand and not only send it to members of the Track Club, but to send the Listener's Choice to anyone who wanted it, to open it up to everyone. And I don't have the figures right here in front of me. I don't have them on the screen right here, but I believe this edition is going out to something over 100 people. And I'm talking about just the cassette subscribers. We have been fortunate enough to have a number of online friends who have listened to the mag from bluegrasspals.com, and we certainly appreciate them as well. So it's really expanded, it's really grown, and people have enjoyed it, and we have certainly enjoyed putting it together for you, and just enjoyed being able to share with you a part of our music library for those of you who are into the same kind of country music, traditional country music that certainly I am. But we believe that it is time for us to move on. And this will be, as I say, the last edition of the magazine. This tape is yours to keep, as you, I'm sure, will know by getting it in the non-returnable envelope. This one is yours to keep. We do still have back issues available, if anyone still needs them, on cassette at a cost of $1 a piece. That's about what it costs us to produce them. And, of course, the back issues, at least for the moment, will remain online at www.bluegrasspals.com, and you can get those for free anytime you want them, at least at this point. I'd like to take this opportunity now to thank my wife, Marilyn, and my son, Jason, for their help in mostly the distribution, occasionally the production, especially with Marilyn. She was on at the microphone, of course, for some of the favorites issues, our favorites issues, and but mostly in the distribution of the magazine, because without their assistance, believe me, you guys would not have gotten it on time, if at all. And I certainly wish to thank them for all of their help. And I wish to thank you guys, the listener, for all of your help and the contributions and the comments and the requests. This is a request magazine, and without those requests, it would not have been possible in the way that we have been doing it over the past number of years. And with that, my friends, we're going to move on now and talk about what's going to be on this edition of the Listener's Choice magazine. Of course, there will be lots of good music and information, we hope, as always. And we're going to do an interview, one of the Ralph Emery interviews from his fine collection, Emery's Memories. A lot of you have asked for those interviews, and we haven't done many of them at all because most of them are too long, actually, and it would take, we'd have to divide them over several magazines. But we're going to do one from Dolly Parton, back when she was much, much younger. This one came out sometime in the 80s, I believe, not too long before the movie 9 to 5. And it's a good interview, and it only runs about 30 minutes, so hope that some of you will enjoy that. And again, we're going to do lots of good music, and we're going to start out that way right now. We're going to start out with one of my favorite songs from Conway Twitty. Now, this is an interesting thing because to my knowledge, Conway never had this out on a single. It was on the Linda on My Mind album, and of course, that album was possibly the first album where he featured Carolee Cooper and L.E. White doing backup harmony with him, and they just really got a great trio sound, although I don't really think the trio was on this particular song, but they were very much featured on this album. This song is called Time to Pay the Fiddler. It was actually made a hit by Cal Smith. I happen to like Conway's version better, although Cal Smith did a fine version. But I really like this version by Conway Twitty. Let's listen to it and see what you think. Conway Twitty, and It's Time to Pay the Fiddler.
It's time to pay the fiddler, but before we pay the fiddler, let's ask him to play one last final tune. Well, it's time to pay the fiddler, it's sad to know we've danced it all away. But the warm night's disappearing, leaving nothing but the cold hard light of day. And it's time to start erasing all the rainbows we've been chasing in our mind. We know there's no way of making other ties on us unravel and unwind. Yes, it's time to pay the fiddler, and today's the day the first installment's due. For the rest of all my days, I wonder why the maker mismatched me and you. There's so much to consider, like my wife and little children who need and want my love like you do. It's time to pay the fiddler, but before we pay the fiddler, let's ask him to play one last final tune. It's time to pay the fiddler, but before we pay the fiddler, let's ask him to play one last final tune.
Am I losing you? Are my fears coming true? How I wish I knew. Am I losing you? Is your love really true? Is there somebody new? Tell me what to do. Am I losing you? Am I too blind to see what's been happening to me? Every road has a bend. Will I be sweetheart or friend? Will the sweet things you do be for somebody new? What to do? Am I losing you? Am I too blind to see what's been happening to me? Every road has a bend. Will I be sweetheart or friend? Sweet things you do be for somebody new. Tell me what to do. Am I losing you?
Losing you. Gentleman Jim Reeves there, and certainly a very popular, even after the all these years, a very popular and a very requested artist on this magazine. One of his RCA recordings there, Am I Losing You? Well, it's always gratifying to know that there's new music out that is good and traditional and country and lots of good harmony and all that good stuff. And let me tell you, friends, in the bluegrass genre, it's really still out there. And if you were listening to the Bluegrass Awards back in October, you got a lot of the group that I'm about to play here. This is, they call themselves Daly and Vincent. They're, of course, have a lot of backup harmonies and musicians and that sort of thing. But the mainstays of the group are Jamie Daly. Jamie Daly worked for years for, well, he worked for Skaggs. He worked for Ricky Skaggs for some time, worked for years for Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver. And Darren Vincent is the brother of Rhonda Vincent and worked for Rhonda for a long time, worked for Ricky Skaggs for a number of years, and they decided to get together and form a group, and when they did, it was just a great thing. And they came out with an album a few months ago. It's one of the finest bluegrass albums I've ever heard from anyone, anytime. It really would take you back to some of the old Osborne Brothers albums and Jim and Jesse albums and that type of thing. It's really that good. And they took away practically every award at that awards show that they could take away. They couldn't take female vocalist. If they could have, they would have probably gotten that one. But Jamie Daly did take male vocalist, and they took a lot of awards. Now, we don't normally play that much gospel music on the LC. We've played some with the Chuck Wagon Gang and the Rambos and that sort of thing, but we don't normally play a lot of it. But we're going to make an exception here, because this particular song they took the award for a gospel record. I think they called it gospel recording or recording event of the year, I guess it was called. And this is just a fantastic song. It's well written. It's the harmony is just great. The counterpoints, the counterparts are just wonderful. And I'd like for you to take the time to listen to this song and listen to this new group and get a feel for what bluegrass is really doing out there now. And this is just great. Daly and Vincent with By the Mark.
All my sin was
his precious name, my Savior, when I come to him by the mark where the nails have been. I will know my Savior when I come to him by the mark where the nails have been.
Tillis there, and you gotta shake that sugar tree, one of her good ones, and she had a bunch of them, has had a bunch of them. She's still doing some recording out there and some performing. I like Pam a lot. And before that, Daly and Vincent and By the Mark, and I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. It's just a great group, really a really great album. I really highly recommend it. If you're into the bluegrass scene at all, I certainly recommend this album and wish those guys all the luck in the world, and I know they're gonna be great. We've always had a lot of requests on this mag for obscure Merle Haggard music, something other than the material that you typically hear on the classic country radio stations. You're always going to hear, you know, Today I Started Loving You Again, and Silver Wings occasionally, and you know, I could go on and on, but a lot of you want to hear the more obscure stuff that you don't hear that much, the old album cuts. This one comes from the Hag album, and I like this song a lot. It's a song called Shelley's Winter Love. I was first familiar with this song by Bobby and Sonny, the Osborne brothers, and I'm not sure they had the original recording, although as far as I know they did, but I don't know that for a fact, but their version of it is good, but I really like this version by Haggard as well. It's a little more of the country flavor rather than the bluegrass style, but really, really like it a lot. It's just a great song. Someone could cover this song today, I believe, and have a hit on it. But and we should tell you, by the way, that we recently heard that Merle Haggard just had some surgery, had a tumor removed from one of his lungs, and he, as I understand it, is expected to make a full recovery. So certainly wish Hag all the speed and the luck in the world there. Here's Haggard and Shelley's Winter Love.
She's mine alone till springtime comes again. When springtime comes, I know that she'll be leaving. When those friends of hers start calling her from town, so I live and wait for Shelley's winter season. Winter troubled moments bring her back around. I know I'm only Shelley's winter love. She only seems to need me now. She's mine alone till springtime comes again. When Shelley's painted world turns cold and stormy, it's then she finds the need to come around to these arms of mine she knows are always waiting. But she'll leave when love has thawed the winter ground. I know I'm only Shelley. She's mine alone till springtime comes again.
He said, please come to Boston for the springtime. I'm staying here with some friends and they've got lots of room. You can sell your paintings on the sidewalk by a cafe where I hope to be working soon. Please come to Boston, I said no. Boy, would you come home? to me. I said, "Rambling boy, why don't you settle down? Boston ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gun and there ain't nobody like me. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee." He said, "Please come to Denver with the snowfall. We'll move up into the mountains so far we can't be found. And though I love you echoes down on the canyon, and then lie awake at night until they come back around. Please come to Denver," I just said, "no. Boy, won't you come home to me?" And I said, "Rambling boy, why don't you settle down? Denver ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee." Now that drifter's world goes round and round, and I doubt if it's ever gonna stop. But of all the dreams he's lost or found, and all that I ain't got, he still needs to lean to somebody he can sing to. He said, "Please come to L.A. to live forever. A California life alone is just too hard to build. I live in a house that looks out over the ocean, and there are some stars that fell from the sky living upon the hill. Please come to L.A. I just said no. Boy, won't you come home to me?" And I said, "Rambling boy, why don't you settle down? L.A. can't be your kind of town. There ain't no girl and there ain't nobody like me. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee."
Before I get to that Reba McEntire song we just heard, I wanted to mention that Shelley's Winter Love came from the Merle Haggard album called Hag. I don't think I had said that when I played it, but that's where it came from. Don't think it was ever a single, but it was featured on the album called Hag. After that, you heard from Reba McEntire, and that was from her album Starting Over, a covers album that she did back... not too long ago. Really, really good Reba album. And that, of course, Please Come to Boston, originated by a guy named David Loggins and recorded after that by several people, including Tanya Tucker and others. That's Reba's version, and I thought she did it well. Well, let's go way back now and get one from back in the old 78 RPM days. This is from Marty Robbins, and I found this CD on Amazon here not too long ago. It's an old Marty Robbins collection. It's just a collection of his old stuff from back in the early 50s, and back when he was really, Marty Robbins was always, well, he wasn't always overly country. He did do some stuff with strings and more popish sounding, and of course all the Western stuff, but he certainly always had the country flavor. But this is way country, and this is the title cut. And I know this was out on a 78, because when I was growing up, we used to have a copy of it. The title cut from this album, Sing Me Something Sentimental. Here is Marty Robbins.
Sing me something sentimental. Make it anything that's blue. Sing it sweet and sing it tender, just the way she used to do. If I cry, pay no attention. Every tear that falls is real. Sing me something sentimental, 'cause that's the way I feel. Sing it for somebody special. That's just what she was to me. Where we used to sit together, now I sit alone, you see. Seems like yesterday she loved me, but I guess it wasn't real. Sing me something sentimental, 'cause that's the way I feel. Sing me something sentimental, just as if your heart will break. Since she's gone, my heart has taken more than any heart should take. If you see her, say I love her. She's the one I'll always miss. Sing me something sweet and tender. Make every word a kiss. She was lovelier than ever on the day she was his bride. As I stood and watched him kiss her, I fell all apart inside. Now I realize I've lost her, though it all seems so unreal. Sing me something sentimental, 'cause that's the way I feel. Never know when what to do.
Patti Loveless there, and one called Oh the Pain. That I don't really know who originated that song. Don't know who recorded it first. Of course, Trio did it. Emmylou and Dolly and Linda Ronstadt. But honestly, don't know who had the original recording on it. It's an older song than that. But that was done very well by Patti on her brand new album called Sleepless Nights. And once again, as is popular right now, this is a covers album. It's a collection of other people's material, and she really, really pulled it off well. It's a fantastic album. Very country, very traditional. If you don't have this one in your collection, you need to go out and find it somewhere. Patti Loveless. Good, good stuff. Well, that's about going to do it for side one of the old LC, and we're going to turn it over to side two and put this interview on for you from Dolly Parton. This is from the Ralph Emery, Emery's Memories collection, and we certainly hope you enjoyed this, and we will be back after the interview with some more music on Listener's Choice, edition number 36.